Hi Aries, April here from Real Talk Tarot, and today I've got your mid-March reading. This is a general energy reading. We will start with a pre-shuffle, we'll do a Celtic cross, and then I'm going to throw a couple extra messages on here for you. So let's get into it. Now, Aries, some communication was rejected or offered. Maybe there's been some conversations through the internet. But whatever it is, it's created a tower. Okay, something is coming unglued here. And this was meant to happen. It's karmic. We have the Wheel of Fortune here. A cycle had to end. Maybe this communication... Someone was so tired of being defensive all the time with this Page of Swords reversed that they just decided to end this whole thing, all right? But an offer was refused here with the Four of Cups. So let's get into these energies a little bit more. We'll do a Celtic. See if we can get a little more information here for you, Aries. All right, Spirit. Spirit, Angel, Guides, Ancestors. Let's see. What are the messages for the highest good for Aries? Let's find out. Really should give these cards a little shuffle here. Aries standing. What is the energy for the center of this cross? Alright, Aries Spirit. There we are. Thank you, Spirit. Hierophant. Oh, well. So this might have to do with marriage institutions, your former core belief system, even. What's crossing this Hierophant, please, Spirit? Who's crossing the Hierophant, please? One card, please, for the Hierophant. Okay, that's a way to... The Spirit just wants to talk all about it. Alright, so this might have to do with the partnership. It does, in this particular reading, because we have Lovers. So the Lovers are crossing the Hierophants. So a marriage, perhaps. This could be a long-standing... situation. Alright, let's find out above and below, Spirit. In the attic, Aries has themselves tied and bound with the Eight of Swords, but you're not really. We know that card is mostly an entrapment of the mind. So there's been something maybe that you've been flopping on. What's in the basement, please? What is in the below for Aries, please? Five of Swords. Okay. Maybe you feel like you've had to be tougher on some situation to win, you know, to come out on top. Or you've been thinking about the conflict. It's on your mind, and it's keeping you a little bit trapped. The Five of Swords sees this guy victorious, but at what cost, right? 444 was just on the phone. All right, for all you numerology people. It's an extra message. All right, so let's find out what happened in the recent past, please. in the recent past, Spirit, for the star seed of Aries? What can you tell Aries happened in the recent... What in the recent past brought Aries to this reading, Spirit? Okay, those were two cards that just came from your original reading, so they're just kind of... All right, so you're coming out of the resting period. You've done the contemplation. You have a Four of Swords reversed, okay? So while you were trapped in your mind here resting, that's in your past. Now, what's coming up in the near future, please, for Aries? This mid-March reading, what is coming up for the star seed of Aries? You'll be juggling. You're going to have to be juggling people, places, things, feelings, thoughts. A lot of activity. A lot is in the air right now. Okay? You've got a lot going on. But you seem to be maintaining it so far. Aries is great at multitasking. So, how do people see Aries right now? How is Aries standing out? How does the world see Aries in this situation? Tower. Some of them may think that you caused the tower. You know, that this, you may be getting some fingers pointed at you. Okay? They may see you as the bringer of bad news. Maybe the communications I was speaking of earlier on the internet, maybe you said some things that, you know, led to some conflict, all right? What are the outside influences, please, Spirit? Death reversed. Others are not cooperating with you to transform the situation. You may be trying to mend fences among family members, trying to bring people together. But it more looks to me, since there's a tower here, that maybe you... you might have created the tower. And others are not... Well, they're just not on the same level or at the same place. You know, this seems like folks who might not be, they're on this, they may or may not be on a spiritual path, but they're not on the same level. Let's just put it that way. All right. And so it's really hard to deal with people who aren't because you kind of feel like you're speaking, you might as well be speaking a foreign language that they don't understand. They just don't get it, right? So what are the hopes and fears for Aries at this time, Spirit? What are the hopes and fears for the starseed of Aries, please? Hopes and fears, please, for Aries. What are the outcomes they hope and fear? Doesn't seem like you fear a whole lot if you were willing to, now if you unknowingly started this mess, then maybe, you know, maybe it shows your lack of real growth and transformation, okay? If you handled it in a way that was, you know, maybe you're actually provoking others rather than, mending. Hopes and fears is the Ace of Pentacles reversed. So, yeah, you might be afraid that, you know, you blew an opportunity here somewhere. Maybe you said the wrong thing. You know, this could be a foot and mouth syndrome right here. Or with all that communication and so much of it in group action happening, it could be others as well. All right. And you may be concerned about what they're talking about you. All right. So what is the outcome here, please, Spirit? What is the outcome for Aries, please? Chariot. Things are going to get moving. Things are going to balance out. But right now, the energy is a little hectic. So you might have to just wait for the dust to settle. On the bottom of the deck was the moon reversed. So this does have to do with some shady things or hidden matters going on. And maybe you got caught up in something and you were baited in some way, you know, with this conversation. Maybe someone was just trying to get information from you. You got the moon reversed. Wheel of Fortune. So, big changes, though, Aries. It looks like maybe coming in your life due to some communications. That's just in a nutshell. A really small nutshell. Okay, because this story, I'm sure, is bigger than that. But you know it, right? All right, Spirit. So let's get some additional messages from my angels and ancestors here. And let's see what the cards have to speak to Aries. What messages? Let's get three of them, please. Depression. Okay, so you or someone else is dealing with a little depression over this matter. Okay. It's kind of rare that a tower moment would not cause depression. I mean, winning a huge lottery is all I can think of is that a tower moment would be, you know, that wouldn't be something life-changing, but in a good way. So depression, you know, you may have been going through it. You may be coming out of it because you do have this Four of Swords reversed. Hopefully that's the case. Let's get another one, please, Spirit. Confession. Okay, so that might be what instigates this tower, okay? Someone wants to clear the air once and for all. They know it could potentially cause a tower, but they need to do it. They're tired of juggling. You've got this, you know, there's just too much going on. Too many secrets. Someone wants a much more simpler, straightforward life here. And one more, please, for Aries. Double-O-7. Okay, so like I said before, there could have been a spy. Someone might have baited you into saying something that could have incriminated you in some way, or your words could have been twisted to incriminate you in some way. So, that could cause a tower moment for sure. All right. So, Aries, that was your reading for this mid-March. I hope you enjoyed it. I invite you back again. And as always, stay blessed, and stay tuned.